Okay, today's Lashmanish and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding here, we're at the end of Simon Resh Nun Zion, where we just did the Ramah, the last Ramah that said that there's a mitzvah to eat chamen on Shabbos, to eat hot food on Shabbos. And he mentioned that besides the fact that it's covered and Einik Shabbos, it's also showing that you believe in the Direi Chachamim, and those who don't say that you shouldn't eat Chamen on Erev Shabbos, you question that they are perhaps apikarsim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Going some interesting points to bring out over here, and perhaps also something that. As we've been going through the different halachas, we realize there's certain kavanas and thoughts that we can have when we follow the halacha, which can really take it to the next level. So let's get started. Sif kat memches, a mitzvah lahatman l'Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to put away that you should arrange. You should have hot food on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says just a part of the halacha. Avo misha mazik lo yachamen. If it's something who the hot is damaging. Meaning he really dislikes it, or it's very unhealthy for him. Muta lechol tzaydan. So then, obviously, you don't have to do it. Now, if it's not mazik you, it's just it's the summer. I don't want to have hot. Or, those kind of excuses. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Then, not having chamen on Shabbos, you're losing out on this mitzvah to have it and other things that we're going to see shortly. But where the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you don't have to, that's when it's mazik loy, that's when it's damaging to him. That's the expression that the Mishnah Berurah uses. V'chalmi, those who go ahead and make sure and they don't believe in the Divrei Chachamim and they don't have chamen, so he says as follows before he gets into the practical side of Yemeni. In our days, by v'nisein harabim for our great sins. Motzi kilkul gadol ayidei eli shaparshin atzmai b'shot nefesh mitzvah chilacham b'shabbos. You find a great kilkul with those people who say, I'm not going to have chamen on Shabbos. Sheboyin lebesayf ayidei zeh lidei iser. At the end, they end up being over yisurim. What happens? They say, I'm not going to have chamen on Shabbos. Then Shabbos morning, they decide they do want something. Shemitzav lein yehuda sheyichamu avurin chamen b'shabbos. They go ahead and they tell the guy to warm up the water for them on Shabbos, the kama or whatever it is, the kama pam yivoya days at gamli they isa deraisa shoshlei Shabbos malacha. They can end up potentially be over three different isurim deraisa. Vehem bishul cooking, havara lighting a fire, kibu putting out a fire. Why? Shemamidam esakliyem aliate. They have the guy go ahead and take the pot with the tea leaves in it. Ala mulayer on the samovar. Bisha shegachalim bayaris when the coals are hot. Hare bishul, that's bishul. Every time they remove it, now it's unlike when you're removing a pot from a fire in nowadays, a gas fire. When you remove the pot, all that happens is the shape of the fire changes. They tested it. It doesn't change the amount of fire that there is. If I have my blech on it, the fire is more spread out because the blech is holding it down. So naturally the fire goes sideways. If I remove the blech, the fire is less of a wider circle. And it's taller, but it doesn't actually change the amount of fire. But when you do that on coals, and they've actually see it changes the amount of fire. You return it once again. You're doing the same thing. I'm putting the fire out. When the fire pot is on it, it makes the fire go lower. The mixa slightly. When you remove it, it gets more air. The coals reignite. But Oisa came to Mazet, somebody who does this intentionally, who Apostle Adis, he's Apostle Adis, who Lashruam in Atira, from swearing, we don't accept his shruas. Umachris of Afshem Erasachayim, you completely remove your life from the future, the Olam Amos. Ki Avera Shechayovam Aleha Chorus Veskilo. It's an Avera that you can either be Chayav Chorus, that's if you did not have Hasra from Adim, or Skilo if you did have Hasra from Adim. The chol bal nefesh lo yosem in minig yisrael. Somebody's bal nefesh should not stray from the minig yisrael, but lahat min chamen al Shabbos from making sure that you have hot food on Shabbos. Ulekayim mitzvah Shabbos kashenagi avaseinim oilam, and you should go ahead. Don't try to make extra firm kite. You should be mekayim the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. V'shoyim mitzvah le'yedah davarat. Don't worry, you're doing this. If you have in mind that the reason I'm doing chaman on Shabbos is because Chacham told us I should have chaman on Shabbos, don't worry about it. You'll le'yedah davarat. Be careful, and you won't come to Chol Shabbos. V'zeh l'shem Baal Amor b'perek Kira. This is the lashon of the Baal Amor. Call me she'enai oichol chaman. Somebody who does not eat chaman on erev Shabbos. Okay. Tarech b'dika. Achrav im humin, in the side he brings down the rest of the lasha. You have to check after him. He might be an apikoros. Kevin shat tzedikim haya oisrim beiris eis b'shabbos. The tzedikim would say that you're not allowed to have a fire in your house on Shabbos. V'tzarech, what does a person have to do? Lahazmin, to prepare. Levashel, to cook. Lahatmin, to make sure that it's put it away, it stays hot. Ulaaniges haShabbos, and to be manic Shabbos. Ulahashmin, and to have fatty foods. Who a maimon? Somebody who does that is a maimon. V'zoicha l'keitz hayamin. You're going to be zoicha to the end of days to see bias hamashiach. Ayin shamoid. See over there. Now, so let's break this down a little bit. So we see immediately from the Baal Amor that there's a great tzchus in eating this. But let's first analyze it and take it a step further. So first of all, Reb Nissen Karel, it says that those people who say that, you know, okay, we have to have chaman on Shabbos, so I'm going to have a hot coffee in the morning. It's the summer. I don't want to put up a cholent. I don't want to become fleishig because I need my coffee. It's all the excuses. So he says it's a b'di'eved. The mitzvah, right, we have to follow. We have a mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat chaman on Shabbos because it shows that we believe in the divrei chachamim. So to be mekayim that mitzvah, the way the Chacham or Masakin it doesn't say anymore with shtia. It says to have it with achila. Okay, that's number one. So of course, if you don't have a choice, you can't eat it. Of course, you should have something hot. Have a hot coffee. Have a hot tea, because at least you're showing that you're not like the tzedakim that you have the hot food. But if you really want to be mekayim the mitzvah be the takana chachamim, it has to be with hot food. You don't have to eat a huge amount. But you're supposed to have hot food. Now, as we said. All these things, okay, if you're going to eat hot food on Shabbos, you're zeichel keitz hayamin. Why? How does that work? Schoolers don't just happen. Schoolers, you have to understand the machshavas that we should have on it, and then we can have the schooler. So when we eat cholent on Shabbos, okay, so there is a number of ways that we can eat cholent on Shabbos. We can eat cholent on Shabbos by saying, I like cholent, so I'm eating on Shabbos, okay. Is a mitzvah, you're eating it naturally because you ma'aniges haShabbos. You go ahead and you actually get a sorry, just plugging my phone in here. You eat the food on Shabbos. You get the mitzvah of being ma'aniges haShabbos. But then there's a next level. You can say that I'm eating cholent because I like cholent, but I'm also eating cholent because there's a mitzvah of einik Shabbos, and therefore I'm having a mind and I eat it. So now the same eating became an elevated eating. I'm eating the cholent because I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of einik Shabbos. Now, based on what we learned today, there's even another level that we can take it. I'm eating cholent because it's einik Shabbos, right? And therefore, I'm picking something that I enjoy, which, right? You can't be einik Shabbos with something you can't enjoy, right? So I'm eating cholent because it's einik Shabbos, but I'm also eating cholent because the Chachamim told me to do it. And by eating the cholent, I'm showing that I am maimon of the Divrei Chachamim. Oh, you're a maimon, a divrei chacham. Of course, you're zaychel keitz hayamim. There's a beautiful Bnei Sascha. Bnei Sascha says that those people, you should not be concerned about eating cholent on Shabbos. By the way, the word cholent, the Rav said this in one of the Friday night shir. Others have heard it from others as well. Where does the word name cholent come from? It's tzali lun, right? Tzali, it's roasted lun that overnight, that it sits on the fire overnight. That's where the word cholent comes from, because that's the whole idea. And the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim have a similar type of idea. They have chamin that they eat, which is not really cholent. It's something a little different. But the idea is that it's something that sits overnight. Because having hot food on Friday night, okay, you're shtikl yaitzad eating the chamin on Shabbos. But number one, as we learned, the ikker sud is supposed to be by day. Number two, you're not really showing that you're not a tzedaki because it could have been made hot before Shabbos. If you want to show that you're not a tzedaki, you have to eat it on Shabbos. Anyway, going back to Mei Sascha says that if a person, by his nature, that if he eats food that sits all night, overnight, which naturally has to be fatty food, you're going to make a non-fatty food and put it on the oven, on the stove overnight, it's going to be very not tasty because it's going to get dried out. So now, if a person has that kind of food that he eats during the week and it's mazik him, it's dangerous for him, He says when you eat it on Shabbos, there's a special bracha in it. Now we understand why, because of what you're showing when you eat it. He says there's a bracha in it that it will give the person panasa, that it will give the person health. Okay, so you eat your cholent on Shabbos, says the Bnei Yisachar, it's going to give you health. Now, I assume the Bnei Yisachar is not talking about somebody who overeats to the point that even the schoolers can't help. But that's what if you want to if but if you're going to have the right kavanas when you eat the food, these are not it's not not major kavanas. You have to think about what we're doing. So when we're thinking what we're doing, we're eating the challenge designing Shabbos, but also we're eating by eating hot food on Shabbos, and you have that in mind, you come to a whole new level. I am eating the challenge because the Chachamim told me that I should light a fire on Shabbos, and I should not light it on Shabbos. I should have a fire lit in my house on Shabbos, and I am showing that by eating my challenge. I'm showing that I believe in the Divrei Chachamim. And the way the Chachamim tells us to touch the Pasuk, Lo Yisavaru Eish B'Mashir Secha, means don't light a fire on Shabbos, not don't have a lit fire. And therefore, I am showing that not only am I maimon in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, but I'm maimon in the Torah Shabbat Palpeh, not only in the Torah Shabbat Ksav. And that's what we're really showing. Let's get quickly started here in Reish Nun Ches. Shemot Mutal Hasam Erev Shabbos Davar Karal. You can go ahead and place something that is cold on top of a pot on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so what is he talking about over here? Let's see the Mishnah, the Mechaber. Mutal Anich, you can go ahead. Kli Sheyesh by Davar Kar Al Gabi Kederach Hamas. You have a hot pot. My soup is hot. Now it's not talking about, as we'll see, that the pot is on the blech, right? I have a pot that is hot. Okay, I can go ahead, take another pot that's cold and put it down. She'ein zeh ketoymim b'davar hamayz of hevel. Even if I'm going to go ahead and cover it up, that is not considered hatmana with davar hamayz of hevel. So again, let's talk about the case. Remind ourselves, hatmana b'davar hamayz of hevel even before Shabbos is asa. Hatmana davar she'ein hamayz of hevel before Shabbos is mutter. Okay, I have a hot pot of soup, and I would wrap that pot of soup in towels. That would be fine, right? Hatmana, not mice of hevel. The towels are not mice of hevel. What happens if I put another pot? I have my tzimis that's cold. I put it down on top of my soup pot and I wrap it up. The tzimis are now going to get hot because the soup pot is hot. But that is not considered hatmana and davar mice of hevel. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Davar kar v'filuhu davar chai, even if it's totally raw, the special al yedei choy makaderish at the chayz end up getting cooked. Gam keshari kivishem anich b'adyayim, since you're putting it on before day. And so you need two things. It needs to be put on before night, and it has to be considered not davar mois of hevel. What? So, she'ein zeh ketoymen, said the Mechaber, right, Zalayma, I feel a kises, a cleave, I took this soup, I have my other pot on top of it, and I wrapped it up with begodim, u'bevadin the toys of choyim ala davar kari de kedera, the hot soup pot is definitely going to make the cold pot on top of it hotter. I feel a hachi shari, even though it is mutter. Why? The pot is not similar to like the olive pulp that adds heat. There, the olives or whatever else that we said, that is adding heat to the pot. It doesn't have its own heat. It was heated before, so now it happens to be hot. This soup pot is constantly going to get cooler and cooler. It's not mice of hevel, it's losing hevel. Happens to be to the cold tzimis, and the pot on top of it, it's adding heat, but it's really losing heat the whole time. That's to do this by day. Also, to do it on Shabbos, of course, you're not allowed to do it because there you're not allowed to do it even if it's not mice of hevel. When did we say we can wrap something cold on Shabbos? Only if it's to remove the chill, not if it's going to get warmed up. Over here, where it's going to get much hotter because I wrap with the pot, also, and I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah Berurah is a slightly different case, so we'll cover that tomorrow. But just to sum this last thing up, I have my hot pot. I took it off the blech, my soup pot. I took it off the blech before Shabbos, and I have something cold. I put it on top of the pot and I wrap it up. That's not considered a davar mois of hevel. That's considered a davar she'ena mois of hevel. Why? Because the pot is not something that's a heat source like the olives or the sand or whatever it is. The pot, on the contrary, is something, it happens to be a heat source for this cold pot, but on the contrary, it's constantly going to be losing heat. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.